Today I'm talking to Andrew Gilliver, Community Involvement Manager at the Lesbian and Gay Foundation. And we're talking ahead of HIV Testing Week and World AIDS Day. Hi Andrew, why do we need an HIV Testing Week?
I see. Well, we do need an HIV Testing Week and we need World AIDS Day every year on the 1st of December. And I think HIV now has become one of those subjects that we all know about. It's been around for a long time, but we kind of forget about it. We get some headline stats once or twice a year about there's a rise in new HIV cases. And I think sometimes, you know, some of us almost expect it. Thankfully, gone are the days of all the AIDS hysteria from the 80s, and treatment and medication has got better, which is fantastic. But I think because of that, so is the concern about HIV being a life-threatening illness. And I think a lot of us think, well, it's not a serious illness anymore. But of course, it is, because if you don't know you've got HIV, you can't tell somebody's got HIV. And unless you've got symptoms that you may not have until very late on in your diagnosis, unless you've had it a long time, that you might not go for sexual health checkup. So we need to, all of us who aren't maybe in a partnership with one long-term partner or not testing regularly, need to know our status and at least get checked up once every year. And I think there's still a bit of a stigma around HIV, because a lot of people think, well, it's a sexually transmitted infection, you know, for a lot of people. So I think there's still that stigma there. And we need to still move away from that. We don't talk about HIV like any other life-threatening virus, like diabetes, for example. It's a manageable illness, but it's only manageable if we're dealing with it. And I don't think we're dealing with it. Like last year, there was another 4% increase. In 2013, a 4% increase in new cases. And there's still a lot of late diagnosis. So I think we don't talk about it. We don't even talk about sexual health enough. I don't know if it's a British thing or we're just embarrassed, and there's the stigma about HIV and sexual health, and we have a problem with that, and we have to keep talking about it. So things like HIV Testing Week are here to talk about where you can get tested, how testing's moved on, how quick it is to get results, and how important it is to kind of take control of your health. And whatever your result is from an HIV test, positive or negative, you are taking control of your health.